Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. It's Friday, baby. I got it right for a change. This was a long week. Did we have, like, was this leap week? Did we have 6 days this week?
I think it was.
Is it because the Knicks played Sunday night that I feel like I've been, like, it feels like the sixth day?
Yeah, man.
Long week.
I feel like I went to dinner with Tessa this week.
Did you?
I don't even remember when. I don't know when the week began or when it ended,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It's one of those crazy things, man. But
we know it's Friday. That's all that matters.
Yes, yes. Freaky
we
Friday.
We know it's Friday. And that's where we begin. We also know it's NHL trade deadline day. It's a national holiday in Canada. I've got TSN on, baby. Like, I'm watching this because it is like, and this is not like the NBA, not like the, like, these are rapid fire. Like, what I love about it is it definitely feels like shotgun wedding kind of stuff. And all the way to the deadline, you're seeing all of a sudden just rapid fire moves and teams just going all in.
It's speed dating?
It feels like it. Like, you have no time to say yes or no to a trade.
Is it real?
We know the Rangers said no to Jake Guentzel. They said no. They said no. It was too expensive for them. So he goes to the Carolina Hurricanes. So now what do they do today? And we shall see. Did they add Kuznetsov also?
Get Don Juan LeGreca.
Yes.
He needs to interpret this for us.
You know Kuznetsov. He's from the Capitals. All right. This guy is, again, another sniper. So the Carolina Hurricanes are going all in. And that's why if you're a Ranger fan right now, you
got
to be feeling a little like, whoa. Like, okay. Carolina just got exponentially better, adding two heavyweights. Florida's really good already. They're adding some pieces as well. And you've so far added Wemberg, and now it's like, are you going to make another deal? Is it going to be for Vetrano? Apparently, they turned down another offer that would have had two put Henrique and Vetrano. They could have gotten for Capo in a first. The reports are they said no to that. Are they valuing their picks and their young players more than they are valuing, you know, being a true contender? They're one of the best teams in the league, but they're one of the best teams, not the best team. And so, you know, we'll see that they got the rest of today to get a deal done. So we'll see if anything goes on there. I'll try to keep an eye on it for you, though, Ranger fans. I mean, like I said, I got one eye on TSN. We'll keep an eye on the tracker, but they are all over it. They are obviously an affiliate, like them and ESPN, we kind of have like a partnership there. So TSN is the ESPN of Canada, if you don't know what TSN is. And so we're keeping an eye all on
I thought you were talking about wrestling.
Yeah,
no. I say Jim Ross? Tony Schiavone?
No. But 800-919-3776 is the number, of course, be part of the conversation.
We had an exciting sports day, but it was no Knicks, no New York stuff. But, man,
stuff
is flying around like crazy, man. I tell you what, man.
But can I – like, the NBA stuff we'll get to.
Yes.
Because last night there was some – yeah, a lot of interesting things happened.
False prophets.
Yeah, you will say that. But I want to ask you about a story that appeared earlier today.
I already know where you're going.
Oh, you do?
My goodies.
Adam Schefter, a couple hours ago, he posted a story that all it did was vindicate me. Vindication!
Yeah.
From yesterday. And
tear
something
my
that
life
you just continue to tell me, oh, no interest. No. Giants fans, if I told you that you could get Russell Wilson for pennies on the dollar, would you do it? Because, according to Adam Schefter, while Russell Wilson is visiting with the Pittsburgh Steelers today, which is what, Bart, you have said, you feel like that's a perfect marriage.
He had a layover.
Yeah. apparently, while he was, whether
was
it's on his way or before
commercial.
I get to Pittsburgh, let me just make a phone call. And that phone call was with the New York Football Giants. Adam Schefter said league sources describe Wilson's session with the Giants as, quote, an exploratory meeting. He's also expected to meet with other teams, including possibly another team that needs a quarterback, the Las Vegas Raiders.
He didn't call the Jets, though.
No, well, no reason to call the Jets.
Why? The Giants got an expensive quarterback.
But the Giants, as we've learned, are done with, I believe is what they said.
Is that, did we authenticate that? Can we get somebody on the record?
I mean, it's
for
Rich
that?
Eisen. Should we get Rich Eisen to call? Actually, isn't he doing his show while we do our show?
No. Yeah. What I'm saying, he the competition. I need to get somebody in Nebraska. I need somebody to rebuke that. You know what I'm saying? Or is Adam Scheffler doing the Giants work for him? You know what I mean? I need the Giants to come out. If that's not true, I need, like where he was looking for people when everybody attacked Dak Prescott, and we were looking for Michael Parsons, we was looking for CeeDee Lamb. Well, we looking for somebody to come out and defend Daniel Jones.
We got friends over at East Rutherford. They know how to find us.
That's what I'm saying.
They could slide into the DMs real quick and just be like, yeah, that's bogus.
Give us fake news or something, man. What's up?
No, you know what? You're right. And I probably should have reached out this morning thinking of that, but I got too excited.
They listen to the show, so they know what that means. Fake news. Yeah. Let us know if it's fake news.
I'm going to reach out to during the show. I should have, but you know, instead, I was too excited about the Russell Wilson stuff to think about it. But you're right.
You just wanted to say you were right. That's all.
By the way, you were right,
so I bow down.
This TSN Trade Center thing, like, it's a full wall-to-wall coverage. It's all day of the NHL trade deadline in Canada, right? They have a front desk that has their main pieces, and then they bring in different players. So they had Jeff O'Neill from way, way back in the day. He played for the Carolina Hurricanes. And you got to see him. You'd love this. He's got jewelry on. He's got like a wrestling belt on, big sunglasses. Like, he's got the look going, and he's being crazy. Then they bring in other players. I believe Bruce Bochy is now one of the coaches, is on. Boudreaux. Why did I say Boudreaux? Who was I thinking of? Boudreaux. He's coached around the league. Mm-hmm. He's on now the desk. In the back, Bart, it's hysterical. I wish ESPN did this. In the back, like NBA trade deadline day, this is what we should do. There's like two desks flanked left and right behind the main desk, and it's all reporters. And these are all guys that I came up with, right? We're all old men now, but back in the day, we're all kids. And we were doing the same thing, except there was no Twitter. There was no anything. There was just email and text. And these guys are on their phones, and they just keep scrolling, and it's like all these different. And then they have Gordon Miller, he's one of the hosts of the game coverage. He's back there checking his phone. It's wild, man. Like, I think if this would be great theater,
you like this
on the NBA trade deadline day, like having Woj and Wendy, having all these guys back there,
like a big board up in the
Ramona
back
Shelburne
names.
Back there, like working phones, like I think it'd be awesome, great theater.
had a board with all the names of every player and every
team.
Oh
my God,
all up there, and then like when it
like
come
a ticker,
in, like,
just keep rolling the ticker of guys who are being traded.
When somebody get traded, the board disappears and a name comes, big ball.
Oh, you
letters.
Get. Like, you get something, right? Like, I get the something. Like, you need something that would happen. And then everybody perks up, you know? And then who had it first? And then you have a board of who had first. But here's the thing, though. The problem with us at ESPN is that it's February, right, for the NBA trade deadline.
Yeah.
It's still football season.
Yeah.
So we're going wall-to-wall football.
Yeah.
And then we'll mention basketball.
Tails never fails, baby.
Listen, get up today. We didn't know any basketball. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, the games last night, we didn't do any basketball.
He's like, hey, I'm here. What's going on?
Yeah, I was supposed to. But
yeah, no way. Yeah,
and then, of course, because of how like the last night's ending, all that stuff, they finally were able to get Shane Agumake and I think Brian Windhorst, they got them on. But still, it just that's the only problem is trade deadline for the NBA is still February.
Yeah.
This is great theater.
Yeah, good thing NHL ain't next week, because when these names start coming off from free agency, football gonna be on fire.
Wait till Monday. This is again next week's your show. Next week's all you. Next week is all you.
Hot fire.
I need your phone.
Guys are starting
blowing
to get
up.
Guys are starting to get deals as we speak.
I need to know. So again, during the break, I will
come on Rangers, man. Rangers do something, man. Come on, man.
Well, they do. Like, here, Alex Wenberg's joining the team. So
I want more.
You want to hear from him to join the Rangers?
Oh, the opportunity is great. I mean, to be a part of, I mean, first of all, the dream coming true playing for the Rangers for me, but then also in this position, pushing for the playoffs. I feel like for me, getting from a team Seattle, we've been fighting to get in, and now instead, I feel like I can help this team push the playoff, and I mean, I want to win the cup as well, so I feel like it's a great opportunity as well.
So you have that, and then what does he bring to the team?
Well, I hope I can bring, obviously, my skill set is to play both offensively and defensively. So chip in on the all sides of that. And obviously, for me, find my role here. I mean, right away, they've been welcome to me. So just get into this group and just find my spot and role.
Now, you hear the accent. He's Swedish, obviously, but he's coming over from the Kraken. So he's pretty fired up for this.
Rangers got, what, the third best record in all of hockey?
Like, is it third? I mean, I know they're in first in their division.
Yes, it's third. You know, Florida has a better record.
Yes.
And
Colorado?
And Canucks.
Oh, Vancouver. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's go all in, man. Like, listen, how you go from good to great? Like, listen, the letter was 6 years ago, man. It's time to pay that off, man. Rangers
did get to a conference finals a couple of years ago. They have gotten to a Final Four.
No, but could the Rangers be New York's best chance?
Yes, I think they are right now.
If
you were to power rank teams that have the best chance to win a championship and
just
are at number one right now. They have to be.
Remember where we were.
I know.
Like, yo, in the summertime. Like less than six months ago.
We thought it was the Jets.
We thought it was the Jets. We thought maybe it was the Yankees.
Yep. Yeah. I think you would have to put the Rangers as your best chance to end New York's championship drought right now because of where they are in the standings and how close we are to the playoffs. They'd have to be number one.
Well, I want them to stack the deck then, man.
Yeah.
F them picks.
They don't want to give up.
F the future.
Yeah, they don't want to give
picks,
up.
F that.
They don't want to give up pieces.
Who cares? If you win, you good for 10 years.
See,
would you rather them win and stink?
But the problem with Gensel is Gensel's a rental. Like you know what I mean? Like if you had him under contract for multiple years, maybe. But like you know, you're giving up future, and there's no guarantee that it makes you the runaway champ.
Dolan, you ain't even got to use none of that Knicks money. Grab some of that Spear money, man, and who cares? Buy what you got to buy, man. Who cares?
I don't think it has to do with that. I think it has to do with what they're giving up. Because you don't know that he's going to re-sign. This could be an Aroldis Chapman thing with the Penguins.
Make him an offer he can't confuse.
You know what I mean?
Make him an offer he can't refuse.
Couldn't this be that?
It could.
If you're the Penguins, this is a good move.
But you know how it is when you lay that New York on people. You lay that New York on thick, man. Where else would you rather be?
All of a sudden, he changes his mind?
Yeah, he's like, yo, man, this New York, man. It's my personal life is good. My, you know, outside of the, off the ice is good. I'm small enough where people don't really know who the hell I am when I'm just out walking around. I can blend in with all these stars. When I stick out like a sore thumb, can't go to the grocery store in certain places here, they don't care. Man, they'll show you love, man, but they ain't going to bother you. They ain't going to bother you here. They can care less.
It just doesn't guarantee, though, that he'll re-sign. And
yes,
that's careful with their future. They have an older team.
It doesn't guarantee, but listen, would you rather win a chip and then, you know, have to figure it out, or would you rather just be a team that's always there on the cusp?
Well, I'd like to hear from a Ranger fan on that one. Where are you with that, right? Like, is this the time for them
to be
all in or not?
That's the closest you've been, and it's the closest you think you're going to get, man. Go on, man.
909-3776. I mean, it is. We're always like this with a lot of our teams, right? When they get close, we do this to the Yankees. The Yankees
always
the same
holding
way.
On to people that end up being nothing.
Oh, my God. Right?
Like, oh, man.
How many
shortstops?
How many shortstops does one organization need, by the way? they got three shortstop prospects, and it's almost like they're waiting for one of them to emerge as the man. You know, are they all in on Volpe or not?
Yeah, then when they figure out that, man, maybe this guy isn't as good as we want, his trade value is dead.
Yeah. But still, this is the time of year when you get to trade deadlines. And we did this with the Knicks, right, a couple of weeks ago, the same thing in February. It's like, you know, what kind of moves can they make? And would they go for a big-name player, you know? And what they did was depth, you know, which you went like, all right, you know. I mean, and again, DeJounte Murray never got traded. So that was the one piece that we were debating is should you go all in and pay the high price for DeJounte Murray or should you wait until the summer? Remember, that was a debate. And the Knicks opted not to make a move. And then, of course, when you think about all the injuries they've dealt with, it's sort of like, wow, could if they had made that trade, would that have helped them through this or not?
Could have killed their depth, though.
Absolutely true. So they got pieces depth, for depth.
And
then
the other
those
people
pieces
hurt,
have not looked great right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I mean, that's the thing. So they decide to wait for the summer, which I talked about because the summer could be more compelling. But for the Rangers, you can't really wait for the summer. Like, where you are right now, it's like you're close. This is your chance. This might be the window for you. And this is a team with their special team statistically is very good over the course of a season. But we all know in the postseason, the Rangers' problem has always been power play. It's always been that.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, it sets you up for – you got 3 o'clock is the deadline, the end of this show. You've already seen the Carolina Hurricanes have not just gone in. They've gone all in. They just added 2 name-brand players to help them, and that's already a good team. Now, they're behind you in the standings right now, but you know what they are because they've been there before in the playoffs. They are a really good team, and they're getting their goaltending back. So you got them, and you got the Florida Panthers, who just this week came into your building and showed you we're better than you. So, you know, for the Rangers, what are they going to do at this deadline? And if you're a Rangers fan, what do you want? It's been 30 years. I mean, do you want to see them? Yes, you love your young players. And all Knicks fans are like this, too, where they don't want to see young players get traded.
My babies, yeah.
Right. But if it can get you what you just saw Carolina get.
Yeah.
I mean, Kuznetsov and Gensel, you're talking about these are brand-name guys who have been there, done that. Both of them hoisted a cup. I mean, these are –
And you let him walk.
Great
and you players. Let him walk. You could have got him. You let him walk.
And let you well, not only let him go to somebody else, but they went to a rival that you're going to have to deal with.
Exactly.
So 800-919-3776. Let's hear from your Ranger fans. We start in Staten Island with James. Go ahead, James.
I think the Rangers need to take a shot and make a trade because right now, like you guys said, the Rangers are the best chance for New York to end this playoff drought, the championship drought that New York's had.
And you're fine, like, if it costs you Capo, if it costs you one of your prospects.
If it costs prospects, whatever. Like I'm a Mets fan. Personally, in 2022, the Mets had their chance to give up prospects, and I think they should have took that chance, but they didn't. Now the Rangers have that chance to they're making the playoffs, but now you want to make that championship run, give up some prospects.
Okay. Yeah, see, again, fans are getting impatient.
You get that chip. You get that chip. Fans will be on that high for who knows how long.
You're right. But, you know, again, doesn't guarantee you anything, but at least it gets you closer. Jerry in South Hackensack. Jerry.
Thank you for taking the call, boys. I appreciate it. Yeah. It's a little trickier with the salary cap that the Rangers are dealing with. It's not so much just coughing up money. I mean, I think the only guy that we really could have a shot at is Buchnevich or Vetrano because we've got to find a right wing to play in our number one line. And I'm tired of the square peg in a round hole.
Uh-huh.
We need a shoot first right winger. Because if you think about the Ranger offense on their number one line, Kreider's in front of the net and Zibanejad's on the left bump, waiting for the one timer catching in on the weak side. So that's Vetrano and Buchnevich. Now, would I give
two
up
two guys
Capo?
You've already had, right, Jerry? Two guys you've already had. I mean, Buchnevich has been here.
And they both worked.
Right. Vetrano was on the top line 2 years ago when you got to the conference final. So you've had he's already been here.
Exactly, except I hear that they want a ton for Vetrano.
Of course they do.
And, you know, of course they do, yes, yeah. Obviously.
But we'll see what that is when the deadline gets closer. We'll see what that is when the deadline gets closer, right? Maybe the price drops.
I know Jury's got to do something. He knows he has a glaring hole in that right wing in his number one line, you know, and if we're going to have a chance, which I think we do because it seems like Igor is back to being Igor,
yep.
Which we're going to need. You know, we're not going to hoist the cup without Igor doing his Igor things.
That's right.
But we got to fill that hole. That is the key. I think if you plug a Vetrano or Buchnevich in that right line,
you know what?
We've got as good a chance as everybody.
Okay. I mean, Jerry, that's what you're looking for. You got it. No, that's great breakdown, Jerry. That's why I want to hear from fans. I mean, we're not going to pretend like we're experts on this stuff, of course, but we also think that on a day like this, it's important to talk about it because it's significant. We're talking about a team that's trying to win a championship. You know, you don't brush that off. This is real.
Right.
This is real talk right now.
This is achievable.
Yes, very much so. They have been one of the best teams in the league for the majority of the league. They just won 10 in a row, and what he mentioned with Shesterkin is absolutely true. You know, Igor has not been great this year. He's been okay. He's been really below his standard. But you got to get him right. Is he starting to get right? If that's the case, you know what it is in the playoffs with a goalie. You got a goalie, you can win.
Stand on his head. That's all you need.
You know, this is like a great goalie is like having like for Justin Tucker, right? Like having
it's having, like having the a closer,
having yeah. the guy Aaron right, Donald. Adam Vinatieri. Like it's having that guy that you know when it's winning time, we got that guy. And that stuff's important. Tommy in Connecticut. Tommy, we're talking hockey, buddy.
Gentlemen, how are we doing this afternoon?
All right, good.
Stressing out over here, you know, so.
I bet. Well, now, do you, now, Tommy, I know you're old enough to remember 94, so this is, this what you remember then, Neil Smith went all in. Like, they gave the house up. You know,
yeah,
Tony Amonte, Doug Waite, like, they were giving it all up because it was time. It was time to win now. And they went and got brand names, brought them in, and that got them over the top.
Well, because you knew you had Richter in his prime. You had Messier for 3 years, I think, at that point.
Yeah, he had just
gotten
there
Leach,
a couple years ago.
Had Graves. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I look at it
solid
now.
Solid defense.
You, you got Fox in his prime. You have Igor in his prime. You have Panarin in his prime. It's time to just load up and make a move.
But they
know,
haven't yet, though. Like to me, the 94 moves would have been for Gensel, for, you know, for Kuznetsov, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what they did. That's what Neil Smith did.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is you have to look at the other two threats in the East, in Carolina, Florida, and Boston.
Right.
Have made the moves. I mean, Pat Maroon going up to Boston is scary.
I saw that. Is Pat Maroon still got something in the tank?
He's just a big body, man. He's a Bruin.
Well, he's a Bruin, like the way he plays. He's such a Bruin.
He fits there,
right?
With Tarasenko going to Florida, with Kuznetsov and Gensel going to Carolina,
right.
You got to do something. Got to do something. So I'll be waiting with bated breath.
You got it, Tommy. Keep it right here because we'll be following this thing all the way. The deadline is right at the end of the show. We continue. We go to Steve and Wayne. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey guys, how are you? Just want to talk. I'm glad you guys are talking about hockey. It's good to hear. Trade deadline's coming up. Pretty exciting. So, you know, I think this whole Drury thing, you know, that everybody's worried about, I think he's a little gun-shy, man. Last year he missed the mark. You know, they got in and injured Patrick Kane and obviously the Tarasenko. They went all in and it didn't work out. So, you know, between that and they're in a little bit of a cap situation at the end of the season, I think he's trying to do it a little bit smarter, but with the aging team that you guys nailed on, I think they got to make the right move here and maybe going all in this year. I don't know if that's it, you know, but when are you going to do it? You know, you got to get a piece in at right wing to really make it happen this year. And, you know, it's going to be interesting, but I do think they need to get something. And there's a couple guys out there. It's just how much do you give up, you know, at this aging team, how much do you give up and try to rebuild from the back end of it? And try to re-sign somebody when you're already in a cap situation. So,
Steve, cap is all about accounting, right, and restructuring. And, you know, you can figure it out. It doesn't matter what the sport is. You can always get under. You know what I mean? All it takes is a couple volunteers to say, hey, listen, we can redo this. We can add some length to this contract. We can figure some things out. I never worry when I hear salary cap.
The rules are a lot different in all the leagues. Like in the NBA, you can't really do that. NHL, you can't. Like NFL, you can work the cap a lot easier than you can in those other leagues.
It's tough, it's a little more restrictive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and that's the problem. You'll end up having to dump some players off, which also will cost you draft picks to take someone else to take on the contract, and that's the stuff you want to avoid. I know what Drury's doing here is he's trying to slow play this thing, because he doesn't want to get caught up in something now where this summer, if we don't win a cup, this summer now I'm in a bad spot, and now I don't have, like you were just saying, Steve, the back end, all right, I got a couple of young guys I could bring up that I'm developing, you know, and I know they're high on a couple of their young guys that everybody wants right now. But I'm also looking at, like, there's two ways to look at it. The other one is this the closest you're ever going to get? Think about it that way. A GM has to worry about the future, but a head coach, if you're Peter Laviolette, you're like, let's go.
Absolutely.
We are healthy this year. We have everything we need this year. We don't know. Next year, you have no idea what you're going to get because things do change year to year.
The other rumor that's circulating out there, it's kind of unnerving for me is,
what's that?
You know, the NHL draft this year, I don't know if you guys know, but it's in Dolan's new, arena in the Sphere. And apparently he doesn't want to give up his first round pick. Because, you know, obviously it's his event and, you know, he wants the Rangers to pick and at his new arena. You know, if you're gonna go for it, I mean, you can't really think like that. If you gotta give up that first to make a run at the cup, then do it. You know, if you gotta do something here.
I don't know if I'm buying that. I've heard that one before, and I can tell you this, it might be that it was sort of suggested, like, hey, if we don't have to move that, let's not do it because of this reason. But it's not like you cannot do it.
It's not.
I'm sorry, if you can get Sidney Crosby, you're giving up that pick, and you don't give a damn.
No doubt.
You know what
no
I mean?
Doubt.
Like, because you know what you do at the Sphere on draft night when you win the cup?
Host the trophy.
Is you come and you welcome everybody and then show them the cup. Like, hey, by the way, we don't have a pick, but here's the cup we just won.
Exactly. Here's our pick.
I don't think that's that big of a deal. I think it might have been suggested, hey, it'd be nice if we could keep our first. But not if it holds up something that significantly puts you over the top.
That's the PR department, marketing team. They ain't got nothing to do when it gets to general managers and coaches. They can care less about what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Appreciate it,
Steve. No, this is good input from the Ranger fans. Let's get one more. Jaheen in the car. Jaheen.
Oh, hey, what's up, Barton? My name's Jaheen. I'm a fan of your guys' show.
Appreciate it.
You guys hear me?
Yeah, we got loud and clear.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Thank you. Yeah, I've been listening to you guys' show about a year now, and I've become a fan ever since. Great show. Bart, you're amazing. I really hope you go to the Hall of Fame on it because you were a dominant player for the Jets. And
I wasn't
amazing.
That good. Maybe they'll give me they'll name a locker after me or something like that. I wasn't here long enough.
Hopefully. And Han, you're amazing for MSG and ESPN. I'm really happy for you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to talk about the Rangers. I'm a fan of them. You know, it's crazy. The year that they won the Cup was also the year I was born, which was Halloween. October 31st, 1994 was a great year. I really, really do want Chris Drew to make a big move because I'm afraid that Carolina and Florida, they might be, if we meet them in the playoffs, I won't be confident that we will beat them in the 7-game series. We need, We need to just make that one big move like we did last year when we had Tarasenko and Patrick Kane, though it kind of didn't work out because we lost in 7 games to New Jersey, but I feel like if Chris Drew makes some big moves with New York, I really feel like I'll be confident enough to, you know what, we could challenge them, we could beat them in the 7-game series, and hopefully we could meet up with, Vancouver looks like they're the team that could make it out of the West to meet them in the finals, so I really, really pray that you could go all the way this year because it's been so long since we won a cup.
Yeah, I think he's – and he has to be careful. Thank you, Jaheen. I appreciate all the nice things you said too. It's essentially what, you know, is being explained to us by a lot of the Ranger fans, which I love the knowledge. This is great. And it's simply that the cap situation for next year is difficult to maneuver, and you also have to think about there's future to protect when you're going for short term. Again, Gensel's he's a rental. He's going to be a free agent. There's no guarantee going forward, and you might not even be able to sign him anyway. You don't want to take on contract, of course. And so you have to make the right – and then, of course, it's the fit. It's the pieces, like we had the caller explain to us. So the top line needs a right wing. So you don't just get anybody. You got to get somebody that would be the right fit. They've had two guys. These two guys are on the radar right now. And Vetrano is one of them. He was here a couple of years ago. They had success as a team. They got to the Final Four with him there on the top line. Buchnevich has been here before, and he could be available out of St. Louis. So there's another piece that you bring him in, and he's already comfortable. It's easy. So these are things we have to watch for today, and that's why we're doing it. So we'll keep an eye on it. We'll keep you up on it. It's still 2.5 hours before the trade deadline is up. That is at the end of this show, so there's no reason to go anywhere else. Just keep it right here. We got more to talk about with you, of course. We'll keep the calls rolling, 800-919-3776. And, of course, there is the Russell Wilson interest in the Giants that's being reported by Adam Schefter. And there's also an NFC East team not named the Cowboys that could be interested in Saquon Barkley. How much will that make you throw up in your mouth? We'll continue with your calls. It's Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So Mike Tyson is coming out of retirement to fight Jake Paul. A lot of people have said it's going to be a circus. That includes Ross Greenberg, who talked to the guys yesterday on the K-Show.
I've seen a little of Jake Paul. I don't know. He looks more professional than he did at the beginning of his career. Decent fighter. Mike held his own with Roy Jones, but it was kind of an exhibition. Don't forget that. This is now real. Look, with Mike, his stature historically is so significant, and he was so gifted when we were doing his fights that people always expect to see that Mike Tyson, you know, that knocked out Michael Spinks in 91 seconds. And let's not get carried away here.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey, be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Some goodies could be coming to the Gotham City.
You can downplay it all you want. But when Adam Schefter is reported
singing a national anthem, baby,
that Russell Wilson at least had a conversation with the Giants. This is before he goes to Pittsburgh. Like, why do you do that unless you're like,
I wonder who called who? Who called who?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Who called who? And if I'm Tyrod Taylor and I'm Tommy DeVito, I'm like, really? That's what we doing, son?
No, that's – look, if you're the Giants
– you want him for $1 million or you want me for $5 million?
Think about it. If you get him and you're only up – like one Danny year. Danny Dimes
struggle, but if Danny Dimes struggle, you know what you're going to hear.
Yeah, of course, that you could have gotten Russell Wilson.
No. They're going to be screaming for him if you sign him. It's not going to be a very pleasant linebacker.
That's okay. Again, your excuse could simply be he's coming off an injury. Daniel Jones, you don't – if you are, as Rich Eisen told us, if you are done with him and you have buyer's remorse, then that means the sooner you rip the scab, the better.
You got buyer's remorse and the dude only played 6 games.
I understand.
Played and got the hell beat out of him because
so
he didn't
must
have
be
his running back or left
tackle. Injury-wise. There has to be something else injury-wise. There has to be something they know about his
neck.
There's
got to be some concern long-term.
Yes, there has to be. They have to know something about his neck that they were hoping wouldn't be a problem and then it became a problem. It has to be. What else could it be? Why would anything like that ever get out by someone in the organization? Right? Yeah. Why would that ever get out?
We call this leaking. We think the leakage in the comments only happens in Florham Park. You're trying to tell me it happens in East Rutherford as well?
Oh, it does. Of course it does. So here's the interesting part of the Schefter report this morning on ESPN.com is that he's going to meet with teams that again, Denver gave him the permission to meet with teams before, which basically Wednesday he officially would be released. So he's taking the weekend to do that, and it starts in Pittsburgh. The interesting thing about Pittsburgh is while you have said and others have said it seemed like it would be a great fit, that, you know, we don't know what the Steelers are thinking here. Omar Khan is the new GM in Pittsburgh, and he said he has full faith in Kenny Pickett. He said, we're excited about Kenny and excited about the impact that Arthur Smith is going to have on the offense and on Kenny. Arthur Smith has history, though, with Russell Wilson, doesn't he? No? Am I wrong about that one?
I'm not sure. Like, I can check it out and see if Arthur Smith was ever in Seattle, because that's the only place he would have.
So there's no history there. Okay. I didn't know if maybe there was some history there. But anyways, thing is, though, is that you have Kenny Pickett. He hasn't been great. But they moved on from Mason Rudolph. They moved on. Oh, they haven't officially moved on from Mason Rudolph. Yeah, but they moved on from Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, yeah. They still have two quarterbacks.
Well, I guess
Rudolph. Mason Rudolph, who played well. Rudolph played well when he got in.
Now, you'll want to bring in some competition, you know, in there too. So, again, Russell Wilson has, what would he be, a discount? A major discount for a player who's pretty good.
Is he pretty good? Are you projecting that he's going to be pretty good underneath Arthur Smith? And Arthur Smith couldn't get anything out of Ridder last year.
Yeah. Well, how much was that?
Or who else was there? Tyler Heineke either.
Yeah. And who was there before them?
Yeah, Pittsburgh's loaded now, like with weapons. You think about the young weapons that they have. They got some stud. You know, they got a great tight end,
Pickens,
two good receivers,
Deontay Johnson, right?
And they got a decent. I like Warren better than Najee Harris, but you know.
Oh yeah, the running backs, right? Yeah, but it's like you know Russ and you know his situation. Doesn't New York seem to be at this point of his life? He's 35, 36 years old. We all know about Sierra. Don't you think it for him, like if you asked him personally appeal-wise, where would he rather be? You're telling me it wouldn't be New York? Brand-wise?
Of course, but I don't know.
A guy that is so aware of all that stuff?
But if he's here for all his brand and he's not here to focus on being, you know, getting his career back on track, then, you know, he's just sitting here being a Tim Tebow.
You think he's focused on getting his career back on track?
I don't know, because him and his wife is full of about building their brand. They're like a super couple,
that's my
right?
That's my point.
So that's what I'm with. You know what I mean?
So you don't like it from a Giants perspective?
I mean, I can understand why the Steelers, but you know, when you got Tommy DeVito, you got Tyrod Taylor, who's always hurt allegedly.
Right. The Giants need a quarterback. The Steelers don't necessarily
need a guy like Russell Wilson.
I
think they do that. I think they need – listen, they've been flirting with each other even before he left, right? Remember, he was on that official list of teams that he would want to go to. So,
yeah.
But, you know, why it makes sense for the Giants, you know, is because he's cheap. So he'll save you $4 million, right? Because Tyrod Taylor was about $5 million a year. You only have to pay him the minimum, $1 million, because the Broncos are paying him that, and you move on that way. You move that way, and you could put Tommy DeVito back on practice squad.
Yeah, the Tommy DeVito stuff, I don't really think that's a big deal to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You put him on practice squad. Hope that he can keep developing. He gave you a couple good games.
I don't think you're married to Tommy DeVito, are you?
No, but why can't he be your third quarterback? I mean, we had Tim Boyle. Like, he can't be there, Tim Boyle? At least he actually played and won games,
dude,
when he got in the game.
Nobody needs Tim Boyle after what we saw.
No. My point. But he, you got to have a third quarterback. Everybody has three quarterbacks.
So,
and he's young enough where you can put him on practice squad.
So the other part of this Giants story involves, of course, Saquon Barkley. And I think we're kind of at that point now where we can all agree.
Yeah, we over it.
Yeah, he's no longer going to be a Giant. But now it's okay, but how much we have to deal with him? A lot of times when you lose a key player, especially one you love, you'd love to see him go to the other league, right? Like put him in the AFC. That's what you want to see, right? People want to see him go to the Chargers or just get him away.
Well, that's absolutely
so
trade
you have to see him. Right, but here's the problem. As we brought up the Dallas Cowboys, which would be an interesting fit, they don't spend big on running backs, so I don't know. But the other team in the NFC East that has come up, and there's been reporting on this, is the Philadelphia Eagles. And if you're a Giants fan, are there two teams that would like, it's one thing if you don't care about a player, but Giant fans love Saquon Barkley. To see him play for the Eagles and have to play against him, what level of disgust would you have as a fan?
Yeah.
What level of disgust would you have? Now, Daily News is reporting that last year – there was interest from the Eagles in him. So, you know, this year there could be more interest in him.
They can't block it this way. You can't. That's what I'm saying. You can't block it this way. Like, no, you can block it before and say we're not trading. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what you got to deal with.
Now, and if you see him go to the Eagles, what does that make the Eagles?
Can I ask Giant fans, which one is easier to digest, him going to the Eagles or him going to the Cowboys? Because I just need to know, like, fans
Not a Giants fan. Can I answer it?
Sure.
I'm not a Giants fan. But if you were asking me what would be less, I guess, what is it, more appealing, whatever it is, I'd rather him go to the Cowboys because you know the Cowboys always find a way to F it up.
Mm.
There's always something with the Cowboys. And plus their line, like, I would look at that and think, send him to the Cowboys. It's always a dramatic disaster there. There's always stuff going on. Like, I'd rather that because it would be funny to watch it, the whole thing just blow up. The Eagles, though, Howie Roseman, like that whole franchise, no. Would not want to see that. Would not want to see that. That would make me sick beyond, I can't even describe it. Number one, because they're closer in proximity, which means they have more fans. I know there's a lot of Cowboys fans in New York.
Like,
but
what,
you know,
line,
how,
what,
like,
line does Giants fans start and Phillies fans start? You know what I mean? When you're driving down the turnpike.
What is that, around the Molly Pitcher? Right? Around there? Mm-hmm. Is that where, like, the line of demarcation is? I don't even know.
Like right past, like, when you get to the Amazon warehouse.
Who knows? Again, if you're a Giants fan, that's a great question. Which one would make you sick? More sick than the other, I guess. If he ends up in Dallas or ends up in Philly.
And can he come back from that? Like, if he does that, like, and he comes down, he's doing this autograph signing.
That's
sign
on you,
Modell's.
But that's on you.
He's doing a signing at Modell's. Do you hate him? Are you blaming him? Or are you blaming the organization?
How? How could you possibly blame him? They let him go. He wanted to sign. It can't possibly be his fault. He comes back with the Eagles, and he's at MetLife Stadium. He gets an ovation. There's no way you boo him. How?
He get a highlight video?
Oh, there's no way they do that. But seriously, think about it. Think about it. There's no way that you boo him. It wasn't his choice. Right?
Do you boo the management? Like, when you're there and he's being introduced or he's coming out, do you boo them? Do you boo ownership? Do you boo the coach for letting him go?
Yeah.
Especially if he show up and show out.
I'm telling you, this running back thing is going to be interesting. It also, but what Jordan Renan has been reporting, and he's been on this, is what we said. The Giants do not value the running back position. And they will be, he just had his story the other day. Maybe it was this morning, actually. I have to see the date. That they're looking for more of like a Devin Singletary, Zach Moss kind of running back, and then get somebody in the draft. They're not looking for a star, a stud at that position because it's not what they do. Quarterback's
Moss,
more important.
If he wants to put the band back together, he can just go get Devin Singletary.
That's what I mean, because he knows the system, knows the offense. You get what I mean? Like, but I like, so I've been saying, they don't value it. So they value the person, they don't value the position. If Saquon Barkley was a wide receiver, he'd already be paid. Right? He'd already be paid. If he was a wide receiver, he's already paid.
If it was that, he never would have got to free agency.
That's true. That's what I mean by he already been paid. He would have had an extension already. 100%.
Yeah, he definitely would have been franchise tagged. Like, hold on, wait.
They wouldn't have had to do that. They would have just given him the money. They probably would have given him the money and not Daniel
Jones. They would have gotten $15,000. Yeah. I mean, $15
million. Yeah. All right, so let's get calls on that. 800-919-3776. As reports are suggesting, as you know, Dallas has been thrown out as a potential landing spot or maybe an interesting one. The Philadelphia Eagles have been interested in him since last year and would probably be interested in making that move again this year. And so for a Giants fan to see Saquon Barkley, Bart wonders, would he get booed? And I say, you better not boo him. But which would be the one you couldn't stomach? Which is the one where you're like, no, anywhere but there? Which is it? 800-919-3776. We'll get back to your calls. It's Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
On this date, 1994, huh? When the Rangers were building a Stanley Cup contender on the trade deadline. This drop. Greg Nice was good, man, by the way.
People forget
about
Gangstar was a goat,
Nice
man.
And smooth. Yeah, obviously, Gangstar, Guru. He's a legend. But that era, man, was so good. Grand Poobah. He just celebrated a birthday, I think, recently.
Grand Poobah on the Booba Doo the Booba.
It's the best era. I'm sorry. You can argue me all you want. That early 90s, nothing better. Nothing better. 800-919-3776. So I got a tweet from Eric who said, Barkley on the Eagles for the Giants fans would be like Revis on the Patriots for Jets fans. He said, happened. Revis winning a ring with the Patriots killed me
back.
Inside. And it killed me inside are the words he used, right?
It's
couldn't win with us, so he had to go to the enemy.
It's an icebox where my heart used to be.
Let's go to Dan in New York. Dan, how you feeling about this?
I'm telling you, man, if he goes to the Cowboys, it'll be the worst thing in the world. Giants fans hate the Cowboys more than anything. This
more
is
than the Eagles?
But you welcome Chris Canty with open arms. You welcome Chris Canty with open arms.
The Cowboys represent the phoniness, the stuff that all the Giants fans hate. I'm telling you, this is Duke, North Carolina. This is Boston Celtics. This is Red Sox, Yankees. There would be no place worse in the world than for him to go to the Cowboys.
So, Dan.
We hate the Cowboys more than anything in the world.
Dan.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
How did you feel when they brought over Chris Canty then?
Chris Canty is not Saquon Barkley. He's just not Saquon Barkley. I'm sorry.
Remember,
seeing Saquon Barkley in those colors would make me vomit, honest to God.
Wow.
Honest to God. The Cowboys are the worst team for the Giants. We root for them to lose every single game.
If Saquon came
to the Giants, I swear to God, man, I don't know what I would do. I would not marry the hottest girl in the world if she was a Cowboys fan. That's how much I hate the Cowboys.
I love it.
Saquon might come back with neon light. If he goes back to the Cowboys, they might put like glow in the dark letters or something like some Barkley.
I'm telling you, man, they represent everything we hate about football. I swear to God, the Eagles, we got a little bit of a respect for because, you know, they're gritty and stuff like that. But the Cowboys, they're all about the show. They're all about, you know, the prancing around. And it's not the New York way, man. 100% if he goes to the Cowboys, it would be the worst thing in the world.
Well, there you go. Dan, that's a hell of a call. Like, can anybody follow up on that one?
So she got everything. She got everything that you always ask for and dream for.
The hottest girl in the world. I would not marry her if she was a Cowboys.
She's just a cow, and she's from Dallas. And he's just like,
that's a good one. Jason, Florida. What is that? Florida City? What is that?
Yes, I mean Florida City, Florida, all the way at the bottom of the map before you hit the Keys.
Nice. Oh, nice. What do you got? About 85 degrees now?
Yeah, I hate him. I hope you get
something. Yeah, it's around there right now. It's what is it? 86.
86. My daughter's at Miami, right? She's in Coral Gables, and it's like every day she sends me a picture at the. I'm like, really? Like, this is where you study at the beach again? That's be nice.
Yeah, that's what my sister did for me for years before I finally moved here.
Good for you.
Real quick, guys, before I get into my point, I just want to say I listen to you every day on my lunch break. Bart, you're hilarious, and Alan, I've been a loyal listener of you since you had those sporadic night shows where there was a caller who had a matrix to determine when you would be on. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, that's right. Always had a way. Dan Grasso deals with that right now. It's not that fun. You don't get much rhythm during the winter, but once you get to the summer, you're on every night.
Yeah, but when you were on, man, it was always great radio like it is now.
Appreciate it.
So I'm 35 years old. I've been watching football regularly for about 20 years. So in those 20 years, especially in the Eli days,
we always kind of, you know, we would always split with Dallas, sometimes even sweep them during the season. But so I dislike the Dallas Cowboys, but I hate the Philadelphia Eagles. I have so many pain points with them, from the Deshaun Jackson, you know, punt return, kick return, the Jake Elliott field goal. They've eliminated us from the playoffs a couple times. I hate this team with a passion, and I, if I had to choose between the two, I would much rather see him on the Cowboys than the Eagles. I mean, as a diehard Yankee fan, I might hate the Eagles more than I do the Red Sox.
Wow. Let's just leave it at that. All right, that's strong. That's strong. That's a strong. See, Dan had a strong call hating the Cowboys. Jason follows up. No, it's the Eagles. Like, I love this. It's almost like we can't agree. Matt in the car. Matt.
Hey, it's Matt. So, yeah, I was going along the lines of, as a Jets fan, Revis. Just that brought to my mind, obviously. And it bothered me because, you know, at the time, the money in the league was a little different. I think Revis, Woody Johnson, if I remember, he was willing to give him, like, around, like, $12 million, right? They set the number. And he was like, he wanted a couple more. And they played hardball. They said, no, that's our offer. We're sticking with it. And, I mean, to me, Revis is the best, not named Bart Scott, of course,
the best
defensive player to put on a Jets uniform.
No, and that's more than fair. I mean, I think more Ty Law is like more of the comparison. I would, like I said, I spent most of my career in Baltimore, so that's a great statement. Like, he is probably the best defensive player that, I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't even wait. So, they didn't play no games with him.
And it just kind of sucks because, like, you know, in the Hall of Fame, like, I'm on, like, social media and I'm on the Hall of Fame awards and the pictures, and you got all these, like, snotty Patriots fans just rubbing it in our faces, you know, all over the place. I mean, it is what it is. Like, I still, he's a great player. I love him, like, forever. Like, all you guys, man. Like, look up to all you guys. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I would hate to see that happen again to another New York player. That would be awful.
It's the comparison, right, is there. But the Barkley thing, at least with Revis, you had a run. You had a couple of runs. And then he couldn't win. And the hard part is watching him win with someone else. But it's still, for fans,
it's like
this
luck,
is that emotional
like good luck
time.
Chuck. It's like good luck Chuck.
But, Bart, as Ray said in my ear, you know, he is a free agent. He could choose to go wherever he wants.
Yeah, of course.
He chooses
of
to
course.
Go to Dallas or Philly. That's also a choice he's making.
I don't think that's the best place for him to go, in my opinion. Anyway.
Where would you like to see him?
I like to see him with the Houston Texans.
Yeah, you've brought that up many times.
That's a loaded team with a bunch of money that can overpay him, right? Mm-hmm. When you think about Dallas,
do
what
they
are they
want
doing?
To?
Well, Dallas is cutting people, right? You know what I'm saying? They're trying to get underneath the cap.
Yeah.
All right, Houston ain't cutting nobody.
Let's continue with these calls. 800-919-3776, the Russell Wilson of it all. And why is he having a phone conversation with the Giants before he goes to Pittsburgh to meet with the Steelers? Why is he talking to the Giants, Russell Wilson? And then which would be the worst of these scenarios that are being laid out right now by reporters? Saquon Barkley, who is clearly not going to be with the Giants, not going to sign with them. He could go to the Dallas Cowboys. He could go to the Philadelphia Eagles. And all I want to know is, Giants fans, which one makes you less sick? Which one makes you want to throw up less? Because they both make you sick. They're going to be NFC East rivals, and you're going to see him in that jersey.
to quote
which
my
one
barber,
is the one you can't stomach?
To quote my barber, he sent me Washington because they're not a threat.
That would be the one you could handle the most. All right, we'll continue with your calls. Plenty more to get to. Keeping an eye on the NHL trade deadline. The Rangers did add a defenseman, nothing big yet. When it comes to Vetrano or anybody else after that, we'll keep an eye on all that and more with you. Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.